Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
The Aftermess.
All right, morning mess, Joey boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
JD, you seem really geeked about our current guest, so I'll let you do the intro, my friend.
My fellow Caucasian friend, Steve-O, is in this bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Tonight, actually, your whole weekend here, Desert Ridge Improv, you're going to be there tonight, two nights, tomorrow, two nights, and
two
Sunday.
Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one on Sunday.
Which is your favorite usually to rock, the beginning, that first show, or the end?
You know, there's no way to predict which one will be the best. It's crazy how, like, any given audience can have, like, any kind of energy.
Right.
You know, like, it's really wild. Like, I mean, for the most part, it's all, like, it's all good. But just sometimes I'm like, wow, like, that one hit.
I don't know if these comedians are lying to us, but as we're interviewing more and more comedians throughout the year, a lot of comedians say this is one of their favorite cities to perform. And we're seeing a lot of Netflix specials are filmed here, filmed here in Phoenix. Is Phoenix one of those cities that you like to rock?
I have a great relationship with Phoenix. As far as, like, every show, no matter what, I'll thank the audience.
You right.
Know, I'll thank it. And then sometimes I'll, like, really take it a step further and like, effusively, like, tell them, like, how much I... I don't do that based on anywhere I'm at. It's just the show, based on the show.
Respect.
Yeah. I do love Phoenix. And it's crazy that, you know, I've been able to come back here. I was here about a year ago at the Tempe Improv, which I just learned is a 15-minute drive from the Desert Ridge Improv.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I'm selling phenomenally well with the same show, albeit a wildly improved version. You can't go a year doing a show without it getting dramatically better.
Well, you know what's crazy is Rico will hit us up, our promotions there with the White Sox. He's a Chicago fan. He'll be like, "Hey, Steve-O next week." So obviously there's different generations in studio. So we usually, it's a pop station we're at. So I listen 90s hip hop. He listens to Mumford & Son. So our audience we're looking for is the Siennas. So I look at Sienna. I always filter her. I go, "Sienna, Steve-O." She's like, "I I kind of rock with Steve. I go, really? You hit every generations from 60s, 50s, 40s, 20s.
Yeah, I was 9 years old getting traumatized by the shit you were doing. So, yeah, so nice. You hit every demographic.
Way to go, Steve.
But is that your audience that shows up? Do you see the demographic? Okay, that's my son who started working. He's 21. And he never comes in Friday. He's like, Steve-O's going? I'm like, you want to meet him? I'm like, come on through. That has to feel good, though. You're going to be at Desert Ridge Improv, and you're going to see 20 to 50-year-olds. They're rocking with you.
There have been points in my career where I felt like Matthew McConaughey in the one movie saying, I get older, they just stay the same. And yeah, like, I mean, really, there's a term for it. And I just can't even believe how blessed I am to be a multi-generational talent.
That's what it's crazy. Yeah. That is the term.
That exactly.
So when you see Steve-O, because when we see Steve-O, we all think different things. Well, myself, when you were partying back in the days, that was my party era in radio. So those early 2000s are a blur to me. So they're over here geeking about different things you've done. I don't remember any of that shit. I'm like, dude, I was so gone during that era of radio, that radio era. I think it was similar to that whole Jackass era where even radio, we did crazy stunts because I think we were, actually, you were my intern back in the days. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get you to do all the shit they were doing because that's how radio was. But with your experience, when you think of Steve-O, what is Steve-O like? You were 9, you said.
Yeah, I was young. So I remember watching Jackass and not being allowed to because of the crazy stuff that they would do. And I remember one where you guys snorted wasabi and I can never even look at wasabi the same. So I just remember me and my friends, like they had like a DVD of it and we like snuck and we're watching it. And no offense, but I fucking regretted it because now I'm traumatized. But that's like what my childhood was. It's like when you go behind your parents' back and you're watching these movies and stuff. So that's what I remember and that's what I associate. I wasn't in the party era. I was probably like 9 or 10. So I was in a different era of my life. But so it's like
generational.
Multi-generational.
Multi-generational, yes.
But it has to feel good. You're like a generational icon of like pop culture.
I'm profoundly grateful.
Yeah.
I really, really am. Because I mean, if you think about it, like longevity is elusive in the entertainment industry, like inherently.
Right.
And then you take what we did, like, come on. You know, like, it's like to be in my 50s now and having like still, you know, it's crazy.
Different generations coming to give their money to see you.
And it's kind of like what my show is at this point, this crash and burn show. It's like there's distinctly a theme to it where it's like, wow, like I'm like reconciling being Steve-O having turned 50 and like what that means and like how to kind of deal with it. And like I just decided, number one, that I'm going to be particularly mindful of my health so as to just kick father time right in the dick.
Yeah.
and just keep going. And, I'm just not going to like listen to anything. I'm going to just do my own deal. It's crazy. Like the whole process I went through, like, man, I'm really going to raise the bar again. Like, and hell yeah. Hell yeah, I did. You know,
you look the same.
I'm looking
at you. I'm like, you
and Paul Rudd, fam.
Him and Paul Rudd does not fucking age.
You know who doesn't age is Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Mario Lopez too. Your skincare game go crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't do anything, man. But it's a lot of fun, man. And the way that my whole live comedy like career has evolved. At first I thought like I'm going to become a stand-up comic, and I knew that like in the beginning that I would need to mix in like stunts and tricks, you know, to kind of lure people in. I was like, I'm gonna, like, the promise of like stunts and tricks is gonna get people to come in, and then when they come in they're gonna see, oh wow, like he had like a well put together, like thoughtful stand-up show, you know, and kind of convert people into the stand-up. And so that was my first special. And then as I put together my next show after my first special, I was like, man, like this new show, all of the stories I'm telling, like there's footage of like when it happened. So what if I took the video and edited it in post-production after the fact. So it would be a multimedia stand-up comedy special where the act is illustrated with footage. And that worked great. That was my second one. And then the third one came along, and I was like, all right, I don't want to tell old stories anymore.
Gotcha.
And I want to bring the video component on tour with me. So I went about filming all of this stuff that Jackass wouldn't let me. There was like a distinct list of
things.
As if
you needed to.
Right. There was a distinct list of things I called my bucket list that like that I just was just going to do because nobody could stop me.
Right.
And that worked so well. Then I set the bar so high, and I'm like, all right, I've got another one of these in me. I'm gonna do the Crash and Burn tour, and that's what this is it's like a Jackass movie with no rules, like no regard for laws, no insurance. Meets a stand-up comedy show.
You know, look at your face. You're like,
that's why you have the dick above your eye.
Yeah. I'm like, what is the line though? Because you guys did so much crazy stuff that I'm like, wait, Jackass actually had a line that they had to draw?
Well, yeah, Jackass had multiple lines. Number one, we're not allowed to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we have to have everything insured. Number three, we have to we're subject to the MP, the Motion Picture Association, and they got to whittle it down so that it's suitable for an R rating.
Gotcha.
I don't have any like arbiters of what I can show or not show.
Yeah.
I gleefully break laws that I'm like okay with breaking.
Do we say allegedly or
gleefully?
Yeah,
such a great way to live.
I know,
man, I'm just gonna live my life gleefully breaking the laws I want to.
You're okay with
all
it.
Right? Like, yeah. You know, I have a moral compass.
Yeah,
I'm on a spiritual path. And, you know, that like if you're gonna do the crime, you got to be ready to do the time. You know, like. And so, yeah, like I break laws that I'm okay with breaking.
Was the last one you broke that you were okay with? Like, I broke it, but that was okay.
Let me see here.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
There's some pretty heavy ones in this new Crash and Burn show. Like there's some federal offenses.
Never mind. I don't want to be an accomplice.
I'm
putting
the pen for you.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't want to know.
Yeah, me either.
Joey, did you know? I had no idea.
Nope.
What? It's on your podcast.
There you go.
It's so crazy.
And
you know,
if anybody wants to come after me, sorry for interrupting you.
No.
But if anybody wants to come after me, that's the other thing is that like being arrested in the past for me has been really good for business. You know, like there, I don't know that, you know, like my entire criminal record. Yes, I was, you know, helplessly addicted to drugs and alcohol. And so like that led me to be, you know, criminally arrested. Like there wasn't any, none of it was like violent or like hateful or, you know, there's nothing in my criminal record that, you know, I mean, I'm ashamed that I was arrested for drunk driving in the 90s because that puts other people at risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I am ashamed of certain things that that I did where I wasted the time and resources of first responders. You know, yeah. I had one in Tempe that was really bad. I'm ashamed of. I covered myself in fake blood and just laid down on the sidewalk to get people's reactions. You know, just the
gleefully, remember, they,
right?
Gleefully,
you know, and people called 911. I thought that I got to everybody, like when we got their reaction, like I popped up, like it's cool, man. Like, see, camera, this is just like mellow, but evidently I didn't because there ended up being like 8 fire trucks like responding, you know, and like that. I didn't get in any trouble, but I just. I sorely regret that.
Right. Why the hell would you need 8 fire trucks, by the way? That's awesome.
Yeah. That is
maybe it was 4. True. I don't know. Maybe it was 4. It was a lot. And it's a good question.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that does not align with my moral compass. You know, I won't do that kind of a thing again. But then again, like when I got arrested for like protesting SeaWorld, I was climbing up the crane and blowing everything up.
Yeah.
Like that wasted a lot of first responders' time and resources too. I'm ashamed of that.
Are they mad though? Or are they like, you're crazy, but can I get a picture?
Yeah, I don't know. That one was really egregious and I am ashamed of that. But at the same time, like the publicity was like pretty undeniable.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. In our world of social media, like now more than ever, like the most valuable commodity is people's attention.
Right.
Yep. Like we buy and sell attention. People's attention.
Yeah.
And
facts.
We call it CPM. You know, like they literally like scientifically like break down the analytics of like social media, podcasts to impressions. Impressions being every like time that you get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
And CPM, it's a cost per like millennia or whatever, like 1,000 impressions. Typically the going rate for 1,000 impressions is $20. So that means if you get 1,000,000 impressions, that's worth $20,000. And like just going by that, like, fundamental rule of the economy of attention, I think that whatever financial costs were associated with anything on my criminal record, the CPM was 100% worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it would be the same case if anybody were to pursue. Can you imagine how many tickets I would be selling?
Yeah,
if I was like federally prosecuted for like the crimes that I'm putting on display. You know, like it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are making videos, I think, for the wrong reasons now, where I always respected what you guys were doing because it was always for the enjoyment of the audience. It's almost like you were putting
right.
the audience first and you weren't necessarily trying to take on the attention to yourselves.
I maintain that Jackass was particularly wholesome.
Yes.
Because it was, there's nothing mean-spirited You know, there's nothing hateful or, you know, like it was genuinely just to, for the purpose of spreading joy. And I think that a lot of, you know, a lot of YouTube pranksters, like a lot of like, you know, like kind of get that wrong where, you know, they target people in a way that is mean-spirited.
Yeah, the rage baiting.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I think it's funny.
We subject ourselves and each other to terrible things because we want to. And there's like
right.
implicit consent in that.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, I think that even though I definitely have a more aggressive approach with my multimedia live comedy, I still adhere to that. Like, there's nothing mean-spirited or hateful.
With any of these YouTubers or influencers or these guys out here, are you a fan of anybody in the past 5 years that you would be like, man, he would have been a great castmate in 2000's Jackass?
Huh, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was just such a different time when we started.
Anybody that has the chops, you're like, you know what? He would have been a great addition, what he's doing with his social.
You know, it's true. Like I hear, I'm like in my head, I'm processing this and I'm thinking like, how do I answer this without being disparaging? You know, like, I don't know that in retrospect, that taking on new cast members like was a net positive for the franchise.
Right. You gotta keep divvying that check.
It's a net positive.
After Wee Man, we're done. Yeah. You know what? That's it. That's what we cut it out.
And again, I don't want to be disparaging.
No, I don't think you want.
You know, I don't want to be disparaging. But I just almost think it's like, you know, in hindsight being 2020. I just don't know. I think there were two things that that undermined the franchise. One being firing Bam, and the other being you know, new cast members. And you know, I'd like that. I think anybody in like, it's not who or what or
right.
how. I just think it's that.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So again, I don't want to be disparaging and you know, crap on anybody, but yeah, that's where my head goes when you ask the question. Out of the last 5 years, who would have been? I'm like, no. Like I resist the idea of anybody coming in after
keep
the
keep it
fact.
With the OGs.
Yeah,
it's
I think. Yeah.
And I think during the time period it was filmed, I think if Jackass came out now, more people would try and be like Jackass. Whereas like before, again, it's the audience going to be entertained by it, not trying to be a member of it.
I wonder, man. I wonder because I would push back on that a little bit. Distinctly, when Jackass came out, there was a wave of kids showing up in hospitals from trying to copy it.
I digress.
Yeah. You're one of them.
Let me tell you something. We met one of Sienna's. See, this girl is a sweetheart. She just got blessed with a little baby, mm-hmm. right? And she's a sweetheart. And you just told us right before walking in, and when you caught us, when me and her were like, there's no way. Kylie did that. Your best friend did what?
Yeah, so my friend Kylie was telling me over dinner that there was this trend, because she's like 3-4 years younger than me, and I didn't remember it. And she was like, yeah, there's this trend where you go to like the pet store and you try to grab a goldfish out of the tank, and then when you grab it, you swallow it and just have it whole. And I was like, Kylie, I don't remember that. Like, that's not a thing. And she's like, yeah, it was a trend. Me and my friends did it. She did it twice. And I think you might have been the cause of it.
You.
Yeah. You might have started that trend.
Oh, you don't remember when I swallowed the goldfish and barfed it up into the fishbowl?
No. Yeah. Was that in one of the movies?
I was looking at
I was
your
blurred
Instagram.
Out in those years, man. I'm telling you,
that
man.
That was the first thing I ever filmed.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the first stunt?
Literally the first stunt that I ever filmed for Jackass was, and it was an idea that I had been sitting on for over a year, like anticipating that it would be notable.
Well,
I don't know if she threw it back up, but yeah, she did it. So.
I kept that idea in my back pocket,
really?
Like saving it for like something special and
something
important.
Something special for a rainy day.
And then,
gleefully.
And Jackass came along, and that was the first thing I filmed, and it was every bit. It was even more notable.
Did they knew what you were gonna do? They're like, yo, trust me. They knew that what was coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
They knew I was coming. And like, I had envisioned it a different way than it went down. Like, I had pictured that kind of like nobody can ever drink a full gallon of milk. You're going to barf like a fire hose.
Yeah.
I wanted to like effectively try to drink a gallon of water so that I would create a safe environment for the goldfish in my stomach.
Right.
Swallow it completely and then very easily, blah, my puke it up right away so that it would, you know, like be yeah, healthy and fine.
So casually.
All over the spectrum. You were like, save Shamu, swallow goldfish.
Yeah.
Right. And well, I mean, this was also a different time. It was year 2000.
Yeah.
So then like they picked me up at the flea market circus I was performing in as a clown.
Yes.
And I washed off my clown makeup for what would be the last time in my professional clown career. And they got in the they entered the cargo van with the crew and everybody in it, and I had my car, and I put in, like, as we pulled out of the parking lot of the flea market, my car just boom, 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 like broke down, and you know, we pushed it to the side of the road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, there, and I just thought, oh God, they're gonna just carry on without me, like this, you know, and like at the side of the road. They were like, all right, go to the pet store, get the goldfish. And I was like, wait, but I'm not prepared. You know, like.
You wanted the gallon of water.
Yeah, I'm not prepared. Like, they said, screw that. Like, we're doing it now.
It's go
like,
time.
We're doing it now. And it worked out to be so much better because I drank what I could in that moment. It was nowhere near enough. And because I wasn't prepared as I swallowed the goldfish, there was just like two minutes of like they ran the entire 2 minutes, like no edits, mm-hmm, of just me like battling. But it was the most like just like a visceral, like just like
spiritual.
It was like it was awful, but you couldn't look away, and I was just like battling. And then after like a 2 minute battle with just my finger down my throat, finally the fish comes out and it's swimming. As soon as that happened,
awesome.
You know, I had been in skateboarding videos doing like all like of our crazy stuff, but
that is the pinnacle.
When the fish came out, Johnny Knoxville said, "Well, Steve-O, if you weren't already famous, I'd say you're gonna be now." And it was literally like when that goldfish segment aired, like that represented a period of 24 hours, the beginning of which my life was one way, the end my
That's
life was
an incredible
another.
Story.
It was absolutely overnight that my life was black and white different. Because back then, the media was not so fragmented.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as watching footage on the internet. Like it took forever for a photo to download because it was like dial-up modems.
Yeah.
There was no high-speed internet. So like there was no social media. There was no YouTube. There was all there was, if you were going to watch video footage, was network TV and basic cable.
Yeah.
So when something like was a hit, it dramatically affected the public consciousness, you know, like at a wholesale level.
Yeah.
What was the fish's name? You know,
is that your wonder?
Yeah.
I was like, the fish didn't have a name, but we gifted it to a guy that was walking down the street, and that guy had a name, but I forget what it was.
Just <he's laughs> random.
Do you have any idea what you had just done with the fish?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you get a tattoo of a goldfish? Because that literally kicked off your whole career.
Yes,
with Steve-O.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, of a goldfish?
I don't have a tattoo of a goldfish. I like to think that particular goldfish is the most famous goldfish that ever lived.
He needs a name, man. It deserves the credit.
Oh, that's fun. That's a great story.
I don't know that one goldfish ever received more attention
than that one.
Do your thing, internet.
Find the goldfish. Find the guy.
And
that's great. That's awesome. Do we play a little round with Did Y'all Know with Steve-O real quick?
Yes.
Because I know they're waving at us because he had things to do. We have a game we call Did Y'all Know. We play with our celebrity friends that come on. This is all about Steve-O, y'all. Mm. So you guys are playing against each other. So obviously Steve-O should get these all right because it's about him. Do you want to kick it off or do you want someone else to go first?
I don't even know what you're doing.
We'll go ladies first.
Okay.
Jackass premiered on MTV in 2000. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest hip-hop song in the year 2000 when the young, beautiful Sienna was 9 years old? Biggest hip-hop song, guys. She's answering first. You guys have an opportunity to steal the point.
Gosh, I think I was 4 or 5. Let's go. Do I have to say like it's... Fuck. Okay.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
3 seconds.
Jay-Z. I'll go the one with Beyonce.
Crazy
and
Love? Crazy
no, Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. All right, JD?
That's a terrible guess. I will go DMX, Party Up.
Party Up, DMX, Steve-O, most iconic hip-hop song.
I'm going to guess... The Real Slim Shady?
Ooh. The Real Slim Shady is the answer! Did you know with Steve-O 1 point? Pretty good, bro.
Do you associate that with something? Is that why you know?
I just know that...
That's crazy.
Good. Yeah, I know that how big Eminem was coming on the scene, and he's the biggest...
Did you meet him? You ever meet him? We
introduced an award to him.
Oh, really?
At the VMAs, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Wow. Pretty good.
Nice grabs.
All right, smartass, we'll start with you.
It's a jackass, smartass.
If it was 1999, I would have said Jay-Z getting jiggy with it. Is that
Will Smith?
No. Jigga. Jigga.
All right, you talked about this earlier. We'll start off with Steve-O. Steve-O's career before Jackass, he worked as a clown in a flea market. I attended circus school. Now, Stavo, according to 2026 America Clown Academy, how much is it to go to an intensive clown academy camp?
Huh. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College, which I attended in 1997, had no tuition.
Okay.
It was a big tax write-off for the circus. It was important to the spirit of the circus that there not be a financial barrier for entry. So it was...
Nowadays, they have a registration fee. What do you think? I will say it includes lodging, meals, and instruction. So they do include lodging, meals, and instruction.
An intensive, so what's the duration of the course?
Good question.
It does not say. I just know it just says the registration for now for Clown Academy is this amount.
Just to partake.
I'm going to think it's modest, but nothing's cheap anymore. So I don't know. How about
$4,500? $4,500 is on the board.
That's steep.
Go to Sienna. Sienna, how much?
I don't know. I'll go. You said 4,500?
Yeah.
I'll say like, I'll go three.
3,000.
3,000.
3,000. Wow. On the board. JD, more or less?
Yeah, it's going to be less. My gut was like 1,700.
1,700. Yeah. I'll give the point to the person who came closest numerically. 1150. 1,150
plus. Wow. This is right, John.
So if you want to go to clown college, just like Steve-O did, started out. So you were in the circus.
I should have probably gone a little lower.
You did say modest. Yeah.
Well, given how badly the circus clown profession was decimated by the movie It, and then that weird clown craze, like,
oh yeah,
when people were dressing up as clowns, that probably went down.
Yeah,
that wiped out all of my brethren.
R.I.P.
All right, Jada, you get the first question on this last one here. I know you're a big advocate for animals, so this is an animal. This is about adopting pets.
Okay.
Adopting pets.
Okay.
Which color pets are less likely to be adopted?
Ugh. That's terrible.
I know.
Damn.
I mean, this is so obvious. It's going to be black because...
that was going to be my guess.
Like black cats are bad luck, and then that's probably going to carry over into every other type of pet.
I think Steve-O's right.
I think he is.
No, I'm going to go with brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to double down with him? Because that was going to be my initial guess.
You could double down with
Steve. Okay, I'm going to double down with Steve.
Black, and you say brown?
For the win, brown.
And for the win, if it's brown, you win.
Yeah.
Answer is black. Oh! Steve was right.
He's too
black
good.
Black pets are the least adopted. So he had 2 points.
Yeah.
You had
one.
One. You had
one.
One. Winner is Steve-O. Did you know it's Steve-O? You know you. Yeah, you know you.
Well, I mean, that was great because it wasn't about me. It was like...
But you are an advocate for pets and animals.
Oh, they got big time.
Huge, right?
Big time, yeah. Awesome. Big time. Right. So, and I really enjoy trivia, so I love that. Do you have any more trivia questions?
I got one more.
Let's go.
He'll probably get this one. Unless back, just in case it was a tie, we go to the tiebreaker.
Just edit it out.
Okay.
Go to a tiebreaker.
Go to a tiebreaker. You'll go last. Don't yell out the end. You might know this one. The first Jackass movie reportedly cost this amount of money. It grossed to $79 million worldwide. How much did the first Jackass movie cost to make?
JD,
in totality. JD?
A lot of the stuff you guys did was cheap. So
don't say nothing.
I've got some interesting trivia on this one. It's a good...
What do you think? It grossed $79 million. How much did it cost to make?
I think it went past the end of the '80s.
Yeah, get it right. Let's go 700,000.
700,000 to me.
See,
what do you think?
I was gonna say 500. So I'll just 500? Go a little under JD. So I'll go 690.
You might have to fact check.
Okay, well, you know what? Like, I'll tell you the reality. Does it say 6 million?
It says 5 million.
Okay. Started out as 5 million. And then
insurance.
No. Started out with a $5 million budget. And largely everything that we did worked. It was, Paramount Pictures was very happy with the initial cut of the movie. But they felt pretty strongly that the ending was they wanted, like, they thought this movie's great. The only thing that we want is for it to have a more satisfying, magnificent ending. And so they gave us another $1 million to spend on just the one scene, which came at the very, very end, like, and after the credits even. They called it Son of Jackass, and the whole cast was made up into old men, and everybody was killed off except for me, which was like sort of a joke, because the idea that I would be the one to survive was so absurd at that time. And so that brought the budget from $5 million to $6 million.
Okay.
Oh, and then when we were promoting the film, there was like three different half-hour-long format MTV shows, because Paramount Pictures and MTV, you know, like all Viacom. Mm-hmm. They had a half-hour the making of, behind the scenes, making the movie.
Those were always my favorite things that MTV did back in the day, the making of and behind the scenes.
Yeah. And then there was another one, which was to be a half-hour special promoting the movie. It was hosted by Kurt Loder,
OG.
The OG MTV news guy. And it was a town hall meeting where because Jackass back then was an outrage. Now you can't blame Jackass for anything, because it's outrage everywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody has a video camera in their pocket. But back then we were distinctly a bad influence and people were pissed. So the idea was to have this town hall meeting where they curated a bunch of people who were particularly outraged. They put us all on a panel, the whole cast on a panel on the stage, and hosted by Kurt Loder, they had a podium for these people to come up, like mothers and, like, you know, whatever, like pick your people who hate Jackass, to come up and, you know, berate us, ask us questions, you know, like whatever. And it was supposed to be contentious, and they were just going to make this half hour special. Yeah. Well, we showed up, and I was just in a K-hole, just like just snorting ketamine. And like, I was just unpresentable, and they expected that I was going to be the issue. That first movie, which we were promoting, had been sponsored by Miller High Life. So there was just a cooler of beer and everyone was just getting hammered, right? And so by the time they actually start shooting, I had kind of gotten out of my K-hole and I wasn't even the issue. It was Dave England had turned into Darf. This is his drunken, alter ego, Darf. Dave England turns into Darf. This, like, I don't know if she was elderly, but she was a lady, like, not young. And she comes up to the podium. She didn't even, like, have a chance to say anything, I don't think. Dave England stage dives off of the stage, lands on the podium, which not crashes. The podium crashes just violently into the lady, sending the lady, like, flying, you know? It is very, very evident that this was something like that was going to be an issue. Like the whole, like, you know, little venue that we were shooting it in, like at the back of the room, they had like all these broadcast cameras like mounted on these things. Like every camera person darted for their camera, like, and right, because they had the footage. You know, they were like, off, like, you know, it was like very, that lady obviously sued. And as a settlement, I believe it was a settlement that didn't even go to trial, she got more than the budget. She got $7 million.
Oh my. So it went to $5 to $11 million.
No, it went from $5 to $6 to $12.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god.
Dave was
promo and marketing.
Yeah. That was not beneficial.
Oh yeah. He's a press junkie. Yeah. You do that.
Right. That was not helpful. That didn't sell any tickets. That didn't, you know, that was just, and Dave England got fired You know, when Jackass 2 rolled around 4 years later, they had to like grovel and beg and promise and like that the, you know, they had to go to bat for Dave England to be included in subsequent Jackass projects, like in a serious way.
So unhinged.
That's not a very widely known story.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's great.
Wow, from 5 to 6 to 12.
So that was frowned upon.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Well, dude, thank you for coming through, man. That's awesome, bro.
Hey, man, for sure. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2 shows tonight. 2 shows tomorrow and 1 show Sunday.
Yeah, again, I will not waste anybody's time at the Desert Ridge Improv. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fix the world's problems, but I'm going to make them go away while you're at the Desert
Ridge. I love that.
I love that.
One time, give it up for Steve-O. Let's go.
The Aftermess.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.